views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. If you want to be inspired, if you want to create purposeful living, if you want to find out how it feels to conquer a powerful living journey, gain clarity and guidance, and uncover the recipe of your greatest birthright, then you're going to want to get it straight from the sophisticated guys, David and Philip. So stay tuned and get your sophisticated on. You're listening to Get Sophisticated with David and Philip, coming up right next.
Right about time to get sophisticated with David and Philip on Transformation Talk Radio. What happens when a psychic and pragmatist join forces for a radio show? You get it straight from the sophisticated guys. David offers live intuitive readings and Philip gives practical, focused coaching. Together, they help you uncover and claim the universe's desire for your life. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And figure out how to live your life in good taste with a twist. Now, let's get sophisticated with David and Philip.
Good day, everyone. This is David talking to you from sunny Seattle. Even though it's sunny, it's still chilly, though, which is one of my favorite type of days. And thank you for joining me, because today, like the other days that you've met me on the radio, or when you listen to this again online, we talk about the mysteries of life and how to make them less mysterious. We talk about, you know, how you can reclaim your dreams, make peace with your past, and move forward with purpose. Because guess what? That's the only way to live. Seriously. So I'm really excited to you today, because it's sort of a special day. It's my last day on this radio, on Dr. Pat's network and 11:50 a.m. And so I'm really excited to just say hello again and see you soon, because yeah, I'll continue being on the invisible waves in one form or another. And it's a topic, actually, that's getting me really excited. It's Champion of the Heart, on love and the center of your spirit. So let's talk about that, you know? And as always, as you're listening, wherever you're listening and from wherever you're listening, if you have a thought, a comment, or a question, or you'd like a reading, some quick insight from me today, then just feel free to call, you know? I'll be giving out the number in a moment, but let's start talking about things that matter to your heart. What does it mean to be a champion of the heart? You know, what is the center of your spirit? Is your heart truly the center of your spirit? I'm really excited about the topic, because this matters, especially since Valentine's Day just passed and we had our heart on our minds. We were having special dinners with our lovies. We were having dates around town. You know, we were doing little romantic gestures, probably buying those annoyingly flavored sugary heart candies. You know, I don't even know what they're called. I think they're just called those heart candies.
The little candy hearts?
Yeah, what are they?
They're not annoying. Those are the best things ever.
You like them?
No, not really. I was just saying what you would say.
Oh, got it. Yeah. No, actually, there is one. It's a pink one that I really like. I think it's wintergreen. So I would always pick through for the pink ones.
Taylor informed me they're called sweethearts.
Sweethearts.
It's so easy. And yet we missed it, right?
Exactly.
That's what producers do. Thanks, Taylor.
I know. Thank you. Thank you, Taylor. Thank you, Benny. Yeah, so Valentine's Day just passed us. I was out having dinner. I actually had a special dinner with my partner Philip and another friend of ours, Libby. She was a guest on the show a while back, and it was just a fun, heart filled, loving dinner at this restaurant downtown called The Brooklyn. It was really fun. If you guys haven't gone there, check it out. I had never been there before. And they have, well, let me just tell you, their food is awesome. Oysters were to die for. And the rest of the meal was amazing too. So you guys know, I've talked about this woman in, you know, many times before, Debbie Ford. She's actually one of the people who set me on this path of personal exploration, of spiritual development, you know, of energetic evolution. And she unfortunately passed away on February 17th, 2013. And, you know, it's a special day for me because since being a medium, you know, I take a moment, have a meditation, and reconnect with her just to say hello, what she's up to in the spirit world, and just to thank her, you know, for the role that she played in my life, because it was huge. When I was in my 20s, around 22, I was in a seriously dark place, and I found her book, you know, Dark Side of the Light Chasers. I read it, and then, like a stalker, you know, I found her other work, and I followed her everywhere she went, wherever she spoke. And every time I would, you know, hear something of her, I would grow a little. I would be challenged. I would be forced to get out of my annoying story and see the bigger picture, see the world around me, you know, see that there was more good than dark, and what the good in that dark was. So I just want to thank her this day, you know, one of the anniversaries of her passing, because she was a champion of the heart. She was truly a warrior woman in so many ways. And I'm just so grateful that I accidentally ran into her work way back when I was a little, you know, baby psychic. So there's this quote that I love reading, especially when I think about Debbie, because Debbie used to always talk about speaking from your heart, or settling in your heart, or sinking deeper into your heart, or what does your heart say? And the quote is from Helen Keller. It's, "The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart." And I want to know what you feel about this, you know, what you think about this, because I believe it. You know, I have so many experiences, thankfully, doing the work that I do, where I get to connect people to people when they're in such a sensitive place, usually grieving because they've lost a loved one, or they're about to, or they're going through a transition in their life where they don't feel like they have sure footing underneath them. And when I connect with them, you know, as a psychic, I have to, just part of the way I work, I have to love something about them. I really do. Like all my clients, I love something about them. And it's either their manner of, you know, speaking, how they smile, the sound of their voice, the memories that they share about their loved one, the passion that they have for, you know, something in their life, whether it's their kids or the career or whatever. I have to love something about them. And when I have that connection with them, even though they're, you know, pretty much a perfect stranger, because I'm just meeting them for the first time, that facilitates that connection, that leads to that deeper connection where I can be the eyes and ears for them around what the universe would like for them to hear. or for what the universe would like for them to know or be aware of right now. And when a spirit comes through for them, you know, I can facilitate that communication, those conversations, but it has to occur through that heart connection, through that loving connection. And so to me, that quote from Helen Keller, the best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart, speaks directly to me and my job, my passion, my purpose, because I can't do my work with my hands. You know, I can't do my work with my eyes. I have to feel my way through it with my heart, because that's the route through which spirit speaks. And I'm very thankful for it, because it just enhances every single other experience in life. Excuse me. So Champion of the Heart, on love and the center of your spirit, is the topic today. And the phone number, if you guys would like to call in for a reading, for a chat, to share a thought or comment, is 800-930-2819. And we're about to take a quick little break, but I want to leave you with a question. And the question is, how much love are you open to right now? Or how much more love are you open to right now? Take a moment, ask yourself that question, and really allow the answer to bubble up in you. And be honest, okay? And don't question, don't judge the answer. Just let the answer be what it is. And then when we come back, we're going to explore more about that. You're listening to David Zarza on Get Sophisticated.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
All right. Thank you for that, Benny. That's one of my favorite songs right now. It's Prayer in C. And I forget who it's by, but it's a beautiful little song. Really cool. So before the break, I left you with the question, how much more love are you open to? And it's a curious question. And I'm wondering if you've ever had that asked of you before. Because I ask it of me many times, especially when I get into those spaces, you know, that might feel a little blue or kind of overly analytical, settled in my mind too much. And the reason I ask it is because bring yourself back to your center, which is your heart, you know, where you emanate that love that I was mentioning, is a really great way to bring yourself into what I call your most powerful state, which is a place of vulnerability, being centered, being focused, and calm. So there's this organization. It's called Heart Math. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it is called Heart, you know, like the sweethearts we were talking about before, and math, as in the, you know, arithmetic, geometry, calculus, math, heart math. And they're this awesome organization in California, and they research everything about the heart. And they've been around since, I believe, either the 60s or the 70s. And I ran into them when I was teaching this class, Life Skills for College Women and Men, at UCLA in about 2003 and 2004. And part of the curriculum was to teach the students who were undergrads and graduate students about navigating relationships, dealing with emotions, mitigating stress in your life. Because as you can imagine, being a college student, at a super demanding institution like that, you can get stressed. You can have serious emotions, you know, on either side of the spectrum, the good and the not so good. And even though all emotions are good, gotta say, disclaimer, but you know what I mean, the ones that are not as constructive. And so we taught this technique. It's called the freeze frame. And go ahead and Google it, because it's pretty awesome and super simple. It's called the freeze frame by Heart Math. And what you do is you take a moment, whether you have 5 minutes, 15 minutes, or half an hour, and I like closing my eyes, but you focus on your breath. And specifically, you imagine that your breath is coming in and out through your heart area, through that's around the center of your chest. And you do that for a series of breaths, about 5 to 8. And you're going to notice, it's really amazing, you're going to notice that you shift into this state of neutral, where if you had any intense emotions, you know, before you started this, they calm down. If you felt any kind of physical agitation, like tightness in your shoulders or, you know, clenching your hands, you relax. And it's in this place, when you shift into that neutral, that an amazing thing happens. They don't teach this in the material, but it's one thing that I noticed being a psychic, that when I experience this, that connection that you have with the universe becomes stronger and clear. And now what is in the material is that you can ask a question. Seriously, and this is in their scientific literature, is that when you slip into that space of neutral, you can ask a question. You don't ask it to anything. You just ask a question in your mind. Like, what should I do about my relationship with my boss? Or what's another option around the situation, you know, with my spouse? Or I really don't like my life right now. What can I do about it? You know, or something like that. Or maybe even something simple. Like, what is it that I most want to have to eat next? You know, I'm not joking about that. It's true. You can ask any question and then an answer will come and your mind is prepared to receive it. And whatever it is, you know, you don't really question it or judge it. You just take it for what it is and see if that actually is your new trajectory or if it just provides you with information and insights that you didn't have before. And you should try this. You know, like I said, Google heart math, the freeze frame technique. And when you have 5 minutes, try it out. It is amazing. It's like a way of being psychic for yourself. And I love it. You're going to love it too, I bet. And its foundation is basically focused on the heart being the center of your spirit. That's my spin on it, okay? But they talk about the heart being your original mind, actually, the one that holds on to emotions, you know, memories like that. And it's just a very powerful technique. And they have all this scientific data backing it up. Like, did you know that your emotional state, whatever it might be, is actually catchy? Yeah. So if you're feeling angry or irritated or annoyed, your heart actually beats in a specific way. It emits an electromagnetic signal that emanates out of you into the environment, which is crazy. It's amazing. Like, we know that to be true now, you know, but when it was being researched and it was being noticed, it was just so incredibly interesting and insightful. So anyway, just wanted to share that with you because it's a really powerful technique that I often teach my clients, especially the ones who are the most analytical, intellectual. This one helps you guys because it gets you into that inwardly focused state where your mind can let go because you're focusing on your second mind, which is your heart, the center of your spirit. And so why is it the center of your spirit? So I'm going to share with you some thoughts that I've had, because I've been meditating on this new idea, and you're going to hear about it first here. It's this idea of a new spirituality. You know, it's like a religion, but more of a philosophy, because I've been noticing it more and more with more clients who come in. You know, they might have been raised in a specific religion, but they're not really allied to it now as adults. And so instead, they live this new spirituality. And it's in that spirituality that I was meditating on one day. And I don't know where my mind went, but it went way back, like millions of years back to, I don't know, like when humanity was being created or human beings were being created. And I noticed that the spark of the spirit, the spark of the person, began there in the center of what we would know to be the chest, which is the heart. And that's where the soul is anchored. That's where the spirit is anchored, you know, and it's really interesting because so much of our language is wrapped up in that idea, you know, like when you have that experience of being overwhelmed or deeply hurt, or when you're experiencing an ending around relationships. We talk about heartache or being discouraged, you know, and that word comes from the French word cœur, for heart. And it's because something happens in our heart when we're in those states. We shift out of that super healthy, empowered state into a diminished, sort of wounded state. And what's really interesting is that, and you guys might not know this, physiologically, when we experience heartache or heartbreak or some sort of wounding of the spirit that affects us emotionally deeply, our heart can sometimes take some damage. And what's there to repair it is actually cholesterol. Yeah, cholesterol is actually good. It's like spackle that helps repair your heart. Like, of course, a lot of it isn't good, but some of it is necessary. So anyway, I sort of get off track. We're talking about champion of the heart, on love and the center of your spirit. And we're going to go a little more deeply into archetypes, specifically the lover, and some experiences that I've had recently with clients. But again, if you'd like to chat before the show ends, because I'm always so rushed at the end that I want to make sure to get to your questions, the number is 800-930-2819. You are listening to Get Sophisticated with David Zarza. Stay tuned and be right back.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Get Sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to GetSophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com, or call 206-420-8660.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. Again, this is David, the psychic medium, also known as the intuitive counselor. Yeah. Check out my website, you guys, davidzarza.com. And I'm also on Facebook, the David Zarza. I had to use the, just so you guys know, it's not like a like an egocentric thing, because somebody already had David Zarza. It was kind of a bother because I'm like, Zarzas are kind of rare. We really are. There aren't a lot of us. And I've been finding out more because of social media that there's actually a lot of David Zarzas. I think there's like 6 or 7 of us who are adults. And one of them took it. Darn it. So anyway, you can find me on Facebook. It's the David Zarza, or my website, www.davidzarza.com. And what's really awesome is that I just had my physical, because I wanted to make sure, you know, my heart was working right, my body was working right, and everything is of the good, thankfully. And that got me thinking that in January and February, a lot of clients call in because they want like a check-in. You know, they want what I call their annual psychical, not a physical. It's a psychical. And it's a really fun time, because what we do is we take an inventory of what's going on in your life energetically. You know, are you still on purpose? Are you still on track towards where you want to be, where the universe needs you to be? And how are your relationships? You know, how are they going? And what are certain obstacles or challenges that you're experiencing right now, and how to deal with them? What influences are you experiencing from the universe right now that are either helpful or hindering? Because those are always important to know. I don't like being surprised, and my clients don't like being surprised, so I love sharing that with them. There's still a few discounts left if you want to sign up for one. Go to my website, into the store, and I believe there are some psychicals still available in the store, because I'm moving on to other things in March, and there's a discount, actually. There's a discount that you can get. And I'm going to find it. I know I am. Here it is. So if you want 20% off of it, which is a huge discount, I rarely discount things. I don't know why, but Philip recommended I should. And so the discount code is 20% off me. If you use that code when you're checking out, you'll get a nice chunk off. So anyway, we were talking about the center of love, the champion of love, the champion of the heart, on love and the center of your spirit. So there have been, you know, a couple of shows back, I started talking about archetypes, because whenever I sit with a client, a lot lately, more now, actually, the universe has been showing me archetypal images for all my clients, all of them. Usually it's one. Sometimes it's a combination of two. Rarely, if ever, I think it's only happened a few times, have there been three, you know, that are influencing a person at this time. And I've been noticing a lot of the lover. And I don't think it's just because of, you know, Valentine's Day being around this time. I think it might be the people that I've been attracting into my practice, or just what people seem to be open and ready to, and so they seek, a consultation. But the lover archetype is a pretty amazing force, because it soothes your spirit. When you're in the lover archetype, the energy of the lover, and to step back a moment and describe what archetypes are, in case this is the first time you're hearing this message, is archetypes are like energetic templates or patterns of energy that when we step into them or they step into us, they make us think, feel, speak, and act in specific ways as if in a story. And we all know archetypes for what they trigger in us. And most of the time, they trigger a deep understanding of what they are. For example, if I were to have you imagine a warrior, and I had somebody else from a totally different country in a totally different part of the world, in their language, imagine a warrior, you guys would describe very similar things. That's because the idea of the warrior, or the archetype of the warrior, exists in the collective unconscious. We know this because it's one of the things that's just a part of our humanity. Just like the lover is, just like the creator is, that we talked in a previous talk about in a previous show. And the lover is pretty powerful. You see symbols of the lover in characters like Romeo and Juliet, the star-crossed lovers. You see the lover in poetry, romantic poetry. Romance novels appeal to the lover in us, because the lover has different components. One could be deeply spiritual, in love with the world, in love with everyone in it. It could be deeply physical, extremely sensual, sexual, i.e. 50 Shades of Grey. Yes, even though that's kind of a bondage-y, sadistic-y, masochistic-y, work, it's still an extension of the lover archetype, and the characters within it embody different aspects of the lover archetype. You could also be deeply psychologically or mentally, in the lover. Like when you're passionate about your work, when you're deeply in love with being of service in the world, when your career matches with a passion and a market need out in the world, that's the lover. It's a lover that sort of like bends time and space, so that when you're doing something that you absolutely love, it feels like time just breezes by, and it feels like you have boundless amounts of energy. I know you've experienced this in some places in your life, but that's the lover archetype. When it grips you, when it takes hold of you, that's what it does. It lets you be fully fueled. It lets you be wholeheartedly focused. It helps you be thrown in deeply wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, whatever you're focusing on. So let me share with you a story, okay? It's a little bittersweet, but it's an example, because I know all of us, are in different places in our life right now. Some of us are high and, loving life, and some of us are kind of blue and not so thrilled about the next day. So this client came in. Her name is Laura, and I could tell just by the way she was walking in, even though she had a super cheery attitude. She was showing up super cheery. I could tell that something was weighing really heavy on her heart, energetically. You know, it's just, without going through my process yet, I could just notice it. And I met with her once, and we couldn't get a clear connection. And I have no idea why. And I told her, you know what? I'm not getting anything clearly, so can we reschedule for another time? Yes, sometimes that happens, you know? Sometimes my the abilities don't work like a phone. And so we scheduled for another time, which is really awesome because I really wanted to do this for her. And when she came in, we went through my process, and I could feel that there was a spirit there for her. And the spirit was a great love. It was someone that she was in love with, and who, and this someone was in love with her. And he didn't want to show me how he passed. But, you know, being an experienced psychic, I was able to see, despite him, you know, trying to block me. So I saw, and I saw that he took his own life. And I saw how he took his own life. And I saw why he took his own life. You know, unfortunately, he was dealing with cancer. And he didn't want to deal with it again, because this was actually not the first time. This was the second time. And he just did not want to go through that ordeal, you know, that Western medicine puts you through when you're trying to survive cancer. And luckily, the connection was so strong that he could speak so clearly to her, answer her questions, and she got more closure than she had access to before. And I honestly believe that the reason that clear communication happened, there was a lot of emotions, okay? You know, she was crying, I was close to cry, because just hearing him speak through me and the things he was saying, like, I could relate. Not that I'd gone through them, but that I could imagine myself going through them. But she was a little more light. You know, she was able to be more soothed because she got the answers that his taking his own life kept her from. And that was huge, because one of the things that that's the most painful about grieving is that all of those unanswered questions nag and tug at you for like the rest of your days. So I was luckily able to provide those answers for her. And I'm so glad for that. So anyway, coming back, it was a really heart-filled, you know, session. And I love those sessions, even though they deal with, you know, heavy subject matter. They're important. They're vital. And I love being of service in that way. And I'll tell you why when I come back. So again, you're listening to Get Sophisticated with David Zarza. The number to call in is 800-930-2819. Come on back and we'll continue our conversation around Champion of the Heart. DJ, gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
You better not kill the groove. Hey, 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 it's murder on the dance floor. But you better not steal the moves.
Better not steal the moves, DJ. That was Sophie Ellis Backstor, in case you guys were wondering. Cute little song I ran into when I was spending some time in Europe when I was 24. I came out there first, bought a CD there. Then when I came back, was playing it everywhere until it became a huge hit in the clubs. Still love it. It's still got a catchy little tune that you can dance to. So we were talking about this experience with my client, deep lover archetype energy between her and the spirit who wanted to come through and share some ideas as to why he did what he did when he chose to take his own life instead of dealing with you know, the cancer process, painful, deeply. But I said, he actually was coming from a loving place. He didn't, I know it's tough to understand. And I sort of don't want you guys to understand that perspective because if you do, then, you know, you can relate to him. And that's not a bad thing, but it's just, he saw it as a loving gesture to take his own life instead of seeing, having her see him go through that experience and that pain again. And like I said, I love being of service in that way because spirits need to discharge that emotion. They do. And emotions are part energetic and part physical. That's why, you know, when we feel sadness, our body reacts with tears or frowning. That's why when we feel joy and elation, our faces smile and our shoulders broaden and we stand up straighter. Because emotions are part energetic and part physical. And when you have no more physical body, like a spirit, then you are stuck with those heavy emotions, whatever they might be, or unresolved or undigested emotions, until someone helps take them and discharge them, which is part of what good mediums do, is discharge that emotion. We don't take it on ourselves. We sort of lightning rod it and let it, you know, go through us. So I love doing that. And if you need some help around that, you know, find a medium around you. Or if you're in Seattle, give me a call. I'd love to help you too. So let's go to a caller and then we'll finish our thoughts on Champion of the Heart. Benny, who do we have?
I will take Bill calling in from Seattle.
Hey, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, David. Good. I'm doing well. Yourself?
Pretty good. What can I help you with?
Well, I'm just kind of curious. I was divorced many years ago. The whole experience kind of changed my outlook towards relationships. But I guess what I'm most curious about at this point is the former spouse. Is she still with us or has she passed?
Your former spouse?
Yes.
Got it. And there's no way for you to find her online or Googling?
I've tried. I heard, it's been like 25 years ago is the last I heard anything.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. So the reason I ask is because I always like the path of least resistance and ease, you know?
What?
I always prefer the path of least resistance and ease. So Googling is always an easy way. So I don't know. Let's see. Let's see what the universe shows me, okay?
Okay.
So go ahead and what was that?
I still have a place in my heart for her, but there's no question about that. And I guess that's why I'm curious.
Got it. So let's see what the universe shows me. So go ahead and give me your name twice, please.
My name?
Yes. Go ahead and say your name twice.
It's Bill.
Okay. Hold on a moment. You are right that you're still energetically connected. But it's one-sided. You know, I see, if I look at significant ex-spouse energy in your lifeline,
mm-hmm.
I see her. Let me see. You guys met around 22, 23 years of age?
Yes, I was 23.
Got it. Okay. Because I see her there in your timeline. Yeah, her energy still feels alive. Her energy still feels around, not passed away energy. So simple answer, yes, I feel she's still alive.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, so that's a good thing, you know. And if you want to reconnect with her, do you want to reconnect with her?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. I waver back and forth all the time.
Got it.
I've never made any.
Yeah. Well, I would say if you do, you know, make a serious effort to. And I know a really good private investigator in case you need to find, you know, people who don't want to be found.
mm-hmm.
You know, unless
I think she's in the general area.
Yeah. But if you want help finding her, you know, send me an email, david@davidzarza.com, because that way I can connect you with someone who can help you find her.
How do you spell your last name?
Zarza, Z-A-R-Z-A.
Okay.
Yeah. Because what I'm sensing from you is that there are still some things that you would either like to say or know from her. Is that true?
Yes.
Then I would say you need to investigate that further. You know, you need to not have those be lingering questions, because it leads mm-hmm. to what I was mentioning earlier, undigested, unprocessed emotions. And they actually weigh you down from being present, fully present in this moment, in this day. And mm-hmm. they keep you from being fully you right now.
Yeah, I know. I've realized that for ages.
Yeah. So time to do something about it, Bill.
Okay. I was going to ask one more thing, but I forgot what it was.
Okay. Well, that's okay. If it comes...
Yeah, well, the last I heard, she was... is she retired or...
Let me see. Let me see if she has retirement and energy around her. No, I see her still being professionally involved. So I see her still working. But it doesn't look like it's full time. It looks like it's partial.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess that's about it for now.
Yes, go find her. Answer those questions or share what you need to share, okay?
Again, I don't know if I should.
You should. All right. Thank you, Bill, so much. Thank you guys for listening again. This was an awesome show. And have a wonderful rest of your day. And keep in touch with me, davidzarza.com.
You've been listening to Get Sophisticated with David and Philip on Transformation Talk Radio. This dynamic duo helps you uncover what the universe intends for you and create a plan to make it a reality with topics that enhance your living journey, tips to live your best life possible. Listen in and call for some sophisticated guidance and live your life in good taste with a twist. See you again real soon. Visit GetSophisticated.com. That's GetSophisticated.com. And call 206-420-8660. That's 206-420-8660.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.